Luke chapter 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth the story of those things, wherefore we are fully persuaded, as they have delivered them unto us, which from the beginning saw themselves and were ministers of the word. It seemed good also to me, as soon as I had searched out perfectly all things from the beginning, to write unto thee thereof from point to point, that thou mightest acknowledge the certainty of those things whereof thou hast been instructed. In the time of Herod, the king of Judea, there was a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were just before God, and walked in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord without reproof. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and both were well stricken in age. And it came to pass, as he executed the priest's office before God, as his course came in order, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense, when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were without in prayer, while the incense was burning. Then appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall neither drink wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to their Lord God. For he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just men, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Then Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is of a great age. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these good tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not be able to speak until the day that these things be done, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Now the people waited for Zacharias, and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. Then they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he made signs unto them and remained dumb. And it came to pass, when the days of his office were fulfilled, that he departed to his own house. And after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived, and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me, in the days wherein he looked on me, to take from me my rebuke among men. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, affianced to a man, whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went in unto her, and said, Hail, thou that art freely beloved, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and thought, What manner of salutation that should be? Then the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. For lo, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bear a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom shall be none end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is her 6th month, which was called barren. For with God shall nothing be impossible. Then Mary said, Behold, the servant of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. So the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days, and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, as Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe sprang in her belly, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she cried with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, because the fruit of thy womb is blessed. And whence cometh this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe sprang in my belly for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for those things shall be performed, which were told her from the Lord. Then Mary said, My soul magnifieth the Lord, and my spirit rejoiceth in God my Savior. For he hath looked on the poor degree of his servant. For behold, from henceforth shall all ages call me blessed. Because he that is mighty hath done for me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to generation on them that fear him. He that showed strength with his arm, he that scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts, he hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and sent away the rich empty. He hath upholden Israel his servant, to be mindful of his mercy, as he hath spoken to our fathers, to wit, to Abraham and his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months after she returned to her own house. Now Elizabeth's time was fulfilled, that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and cousins heard tell how the Lord had showed his great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it was so that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the babe, and called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. But his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is named with this name. Then they made signs to his father how he would have him called. So he asked for writing tablets and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they all marveled. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue, and he spake and praised God. Then fear came on all them that dwelt near unto them, and all these words were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with them. Then his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost, and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, because he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up the horn of salvation unto us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which were since the world began, saying, that he would send us deliverance from our enemies, and from the hands of all that hate us, that he might show mercy towards our fathers, and remember his holy covenant, and the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, which was that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hands of our enemies, should serve him without fear all the days of our life in holiness and righteousness before him. And thou, babe, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, and to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the wilderness till the day came that he should show himself unto Israel. God bless, and carry on.